Chapter 52, Night Raid. "Someone's coming," hissed Odysseus. They stopped and listened. "Hide!" The two warriors threw themselves to the ground among the corpses that were littered across the battlefield. Soon, they saw the faint outline of Dolon running toward the Greek camp. The darkness in his wolfskin made him look like an animal scavenging among the dead. "Quick," whispered Odysseus, "get him." Diomedes tried to pursue him. He stumbled as he stood and cursed. Dolon heard him, and his heart leapt into his mouth. Wildly, he ran ahead, among the piles of armor and the pools of black blood, hoping to escape whoever was behind him. But he was no match for the Greeks. Soon Odysseus had caught up with Dolon, and throwing himself forward, pulled him to the ground. "What are you doing?" "Don't kill me," whimpered Dolon. "My father is a rich man. Ransom me, and you will get a lot of gold." "I didn't ask about your father," said Odysseus, pressing his arm hard against Dolon's throat. "I want to know what you were doing." "I've been ordered to spy on your camp." Odysseus gave Diomedes a wry smile. "My reward is Achilles' horses," continued Dolon. The Greeks laughed at this. "Only Achilles can ride those horses," said Odysseus, "and it is difficult even for him. Now we want some information. What is Hector's plan of attack at dawn? Where does he sleep? And where are his horses?" Dolon was terrified, and so he talked. He told them everything depended on his report. He told them that Hector did not sleep, and he told them where his horses were. "But if you want the best horses, go to King Rhesus's camp. He and his men are asleep tonight." "Thank you," Odysseus said, helping Dolon off the ground. "You have been very useful." Dolon had time to give a weak smile before Diomedes cut off his head.